Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the full year results 2014. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you today's call is being recorded, Thursday the 12th of March 2015. I would now like to hand this conference over to your speaker today, Frank de Schuyter. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to go through our results of the full year of 2014. My name is Frank de Schuyter, and I'm Options CEO. Joining me in this call is Christine Poli, Options CFO. Christine will first take you through the numbers. After that, I will make some comments and provide you with some background, and then we will open the call to your questions. I now hand over to Christine.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining. We will now review the key figures of 2014. The revenues decreased by 44% to 5.2 million. This decrease was basically in all business units. The M2M sales decreased versus 2013, as at the end of 2013, distributors ordered large quantities of stock for 2014. Although the gross profit dropped, the margins increased with 7.7% to 44%. This is thanks to the increase of the M2M in the total sales, with margins up to 56%, and thanks to the increase in the sales of software. The operational expenses of 13.5 million can be compared with 14.4 million normalized after one-offs to 16.8 million for 2013. This means a decrease of 20% in the operation expenses and was realized thanks to an effective cost control and also impacted by the closing of Cork as well as redundancies in China. These efforts will still have an additional impact in 2015. Including the financial results, losses of 1.8 million, which is mainly related to interest on the convertible bond loans of 1.4 million, this brings us to a net loss for 2014 of 12.9 million. This implies a decrease of the net loss of 9% based in comparison with the normalized numbers of 2013. During 2014, 3.5 million of a convertible bond was converted into equity. We will now go through the cash burn of 2014. The cash burn 2014 amounted to 12 million and is in line with the cash burn of 2013. The convertible loan of 12 million was allocated as follows. Half a million was paid back of a short loan. 1 million net payback of trade payables versus trade receivables, payment of interest of 0.8, but also an investment in R&D of 2.4 million. The rest, 7.3 million, was a result of operating activities, meaning 9.6 million costs from operating expenses compensated by 2.3 million of the gross margin.
Thank you, Christine. I will now provide some background and comments. After that, we will open the call for your questions. The results of 2014 are not good. This is due to the slow conversion of design wins to substantial volume sales. We have added hundreds of new customers to the CloudGate platform, combined amounting to a significant addressable market of hundreds of thousands of units. The ramp-up from first install to volume deployments is lengthy, and we currently see that it can take up to 12 months. This is more than we anticipated. 2014, Option finalized its transition to a business model fully focused on the Internet of Things. We have now turned the page and are looking forward only. We will play an important role in the IoT market. This immature market is in full expansion, and there is still a lot of blank space to be filled. Continuously new segments are created, each with their own applications, services, and products. This means that there are enormous opportunity for first entrants such as Option, but it required Option to reinvent itself as a startup in many domains. The execution of this transformation required substantial investments that Option could only bear thanks to the continued support of a strong industrial investors network in Flanders. We have repositioned Option as a solution provider who serves its customers first of all by delivering end-to-end applications, second, by providing the CloudGate platform to our ecosystem, and finally, third, by supporting our customers in their IoT application design through design engineering services focused on wireless connectivity. The go-to-market strategy has been changed and is now centered on three axes. The first axis is the application development and deployment within the ecosystem. The second axis is providing these applications to our worldwide sales network. And finally, the third axis, engaging with key mobile operators to define, develop, and deploy applications. This strategy has been communicated, and the market response to this new approach was very positive. We have been able to strengthen our sales channel substantially by adding strong new partners. In the US, a worldwide OEM agreement was signed with US Robotics, and in addition, multiple development projects were started, which will be finalized in the first quarter of this year. Also in the first quarter, we signed on Tesco, a significant provider of wireless communication solutions, which will be strengthening our US sales channel. In Europe, the distribution channel was complemented by the addition of Avnet and Sphinx. And in Japan, Unidux and Mitsui Electronics basically came on board as important new partners. In light of these prospects, the main bondholders and a number of new parties have committed to provide Option with additional funding. This additional funding is structured as an on-call credit line today with a maximum of up to 2.7 million euro. With our current outlook on the materialization of the sales pipeline, this should allow Option to continue to deploy the new business approach for the full year of 2015. To finish my presentation, Option has transformed itself in a very dynamic and continuously evolving market. This market is very difficult to assess and predict, and I am aware that this uncertainty requires more intense interaction with shareholders and stakeholders. To this end, I will increase the frequency of my communication to report on the progress in the execution of our plans, on the addition of new partners to our network, on design wins. We'll now take your questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. You can cancel this request by pressing the hash key. We have a question from the line of Guy Sips of KBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. First is related to the split between products and softwares and licenses. I think sales are, of course, very low, but most of that will be products, or all of it will be products. Is there some software and licenses in this? And so in the 5.2 million. And second question related to this is the number of units that are shipped. I calculate something in the area of 17,400. Is that a realistic best guess, or and what is your estimate for 2015? Is that in the area of 80,000, 100,000 or more? Then a second question is on this additional funding. Can you give us the conditions for this credit line, until what's the end of this credit line? So a little bit more additional information on this one. And are it all the bondholders that are participating in this credit line? And so how is it structured? And a third question is more related to your business model. So if I understand it correctly, you're trying to evolve from a box mover at the CloudGate equipment to CloudGate services, CloudGate solutions, and third division is option design services. How do you see that evolving, and which where is the biggest growth that we can expect? Thank you.
So I counted four questions,
yep.
But I'll try to answer them. So the with respect to the current turnover of 2014, the amount of software revenues was very limited. Then you had a second question on the number of units. Your assessment on the number of units that we sold in 2014 is more or less accurate. With respect to the forecast or the outlook for 2015, it is clear that we are looking at the multitude of the volume that we shipped in 2014. So, and closer to your first estimate than to your second, so some lower than 100,000 units. With respect to the additional funding, you also had some questions on the ins and outs of that arrangement. So with respect to the existing bondholders, most of the existing bondholders did participate in the credit line. As said, how it is structured, it is a credit line that the company can call off upon its own requests with no additional conditions to that, and will basically last through, will be let's say, enabled through 2015. Then on your fourth question, the business model and how I see this evolve. There are three sources of income for options. So you have the sale of applications, you have the sale of the CloudGrade platform, and then you have the revenues that we can get out of the services that we deliver to our customers. So in the beginning of the first half year, the most important part of our revenues will come from the sale of the CloudGate platform and the engineering services. Well, and then we will see evolve the application sales as a percentage of our revenue in the second half of the year. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, and on my question, did all the bond holders participate in this credit line?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Dennis Gert of VFB. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. Another add-on question, in fact, on the sales split. So in the first half of 2014, there were still some sales of the Globe server. Was that still the case in the second half, or was it only, or did the CloudGate sales finally came true, in fact, already?
Yeah. So indeed, the sale of Globe Server was limited to, I think, the first 3 months of 2014. After that, the whole equipment sales moved over to CloudGate.
All right. Another small financial question. The weak euro, is that an advantage at the moment?
That is an advantage for us. The reason, well, I have to, let me answer a bit more thoroughly to that question. So the costs of our goods sold are basically expressed and are being paid in dollars. So in that way, these are not affected by the weak euro. On the other hand, the majority of our overhead costs are in euros. So evidently, if we have a very strong dollar and the majority of our, let's say, of our expected turnover is also in dollars, so if we have a weak euro versus the dollar, that will inevitably help us in our business model.
All right. And then, on the smart meter development with ABB, who will commercialize that? Because ABB will not do that themselves, I think.
ABB will do that through their partners.
Okay, because I saw that Mitsubishi Electric, not the Mitsui Electronics you're dealing with, but Mitsubishi Electric has already a strong foothold already in Japan and in Poland, and so on. They got a big order. Are you not, or is ABB not coming too late, or maybe you have no view on that?
I think there is room for multiple players in this market. And again, the dynamics in the different regions are somewhat different. If I can compare, in Europe, I think a lot of these smart meter or home automation projects are heavily state-regulated, meaning there is typically a requirement from the legislation necessary in order for to get a full deployment. In the United States and maybe in Japan as well, that is less the case.
Will we see already sales in the first half of this application, of this product, ABB?
In the first
together?
Half, we anticipate an extended field trial only.
Okay. But then from the second half, maybe more material delivery.
Yeah. But again, it's correct.
Yeah, but you don't decide yourself on that, of course.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, can you also give an idea on other products, final applications? You are indirectly, in fact, to give some, like the small smart meters. Okay, that's a clear example, clear application. We all know what is going on in that field. Can you give some other examples, maybe?
So applications that are currently in the M2M space already providing some tractions or substantial traction is the provision of Wi-Fi access points in buses and taxis. That is already taking up. What we see is that we also have significant volume sales or significant sales in how should I call that, environmental control, be it in the supervision of the cold chain of food, or be it in the supervision of bakeries and other warehouses. So that is an important area for us. We also see in irrigation and related businesses that volume is picking up, and then more specifically in United States, the monitoring of off-site large industrial assets is also an important part of the business yet already.
Okay. Now, from this point on, what is in fact the main challenge of Option? Is in fact that Option itself and its partners sell the products. That's the main challenge, I think, because the product is developed. It has a future, the product, because I don't think you have a plan B if the cloud gate and all these applications should not work for one or another reason. Let's hope not. But I think, that's the main challenge, probably.
I think I would like to be a bit more specific. As said in the press release, we have multiple applications that we have developed in the network. So these applications, and multiple tens of applications, these applications are already running. Some of them, unfortunately, only in field trials. So the challenge, I think the biggest challenge, is in supporting our partner network and supporting our end customer to accelerate or to go into the deployment, to go faster in the deployment of these applications. So we see that we have, with respect to the challenge, we see that we have a lot of application wins. What I would like to, or what my biggest focus and thrust is on making sure these design wins convert into volume.
Yeah, the sale of the product, in fact. Yeah, develop and then the sale of the partners, in fact, because, indeed.
Yeah, right. It's because you typically, you could say, and that's the thing that I learned as well in this business, is you have succeeded in the sale. So basically, the end customer says, yes, we will go for CloudGate. In the next point, he says, yes, the CloudGate serves my needs. And we have shown it and we have proven it to him that it works. And then it's making sure that he has a smooth ride to deploy through the total addressable market. And I think we are on the third point now, making sure that conversion to larger volumes goes as smooth as possible.
All right. Then a final question. What is the break-even sales for 2015? Given the decline of the fixed costs?
Well, again, I can't. It's a difficult question because it depends on the mix between the services and the CloudGate sales. Huh? But indeed, I think the structural cost of the company is around 10 million euros. So, and the rest, I guess you can do the math yourself.
Yeah, but it will be close to 15 million, maybe, the break-even sales. But okay, we'll see that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the phone lines. Please continue.
So, as there are no additional questions, I would like to thank everybody for the participation on today's conference. We look forward to remain in touch with you, and thank you and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our conference for the day. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.